So are you really?
Mm-hmm. Gospel in 5 minutes for the layman.
So you want me now to tell as if I had received the question, what is the gospel?
Right. That's right, because the first thing I'm going to show on the screen is the question. Mm-hmm. What is the gospel? Or the gospel in 5 minutes? Should it be? Yeah, it should be questions, because if we want to keep this consistent, what is the gospel? And then we'll say in 5 minutes.
Okay. Well, it may not be 5 minutes, it may be two, you never know me.
Oh yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, the answer to that is that the gospel is best put in biblical terms, what the Bible says it is. The word itself is simply good news, God's good news for men. The Bible gives you various ways of describing or defining that good news. In the simplest terms, in Paul's language, it is the good news of God reconciling the world to himself in and through the person and the work of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Paul also said, and I suppose this is the nearest thing you have in the New Testament to an actual definition of the gospel, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Now, that's the core of the good news. It deals first of all with a person, Jesus Christ. Who is he? That's a question that comes up quite often in the gospel story of his life. People ask everywhere he went, who is this? Who is this? And the Bible gives us the answer. This is, in Peter's words, the Christ, the Son of the living God. This is God's Son come into the world on a particular mission, sent by his Father to do something. And that brings us to his work. His work was coming into the world to live and to die and to rise again from the dead. Now, those are three important parts of the work of Christ. He came into the world without sin. He lived without sin, in obedience to the law of God. He died for sin, a sacrifice to put away the wrath of God that was against our sin. How do we know he actually succeeded in doing this? Well, he said he would give one indication, one sign, and that would be he would rise the third day from the dead. So that's why Paul emphasized the person, Jesus Christ, dying for our sins, as the scriptures had said, and then rising again the third day, as the scriptures had prophesied. This is the heart of the gospel. Now, why is this such good news, and why is it so important? Well, it's good news because, according to God's word, every one of us is born a sinner. We don't need to be taught to sin. We sin as naturally as breathing. It's in our nature. Every one of us knows from his own conscience he's a sinner. Not just against other men and women, but against God. Sin is the transgression or the breaking of the law of God. And it brings the wrath of God. The Bible tells us that God is angry with the wicked every day, that the wages of sin is death. It also tells us that we cannot do anything to save ourselves or to change ourselves. We may change our behavior, but we do not change ourselves or our status in the sight of God. It takes divine intervention. And that's the importance of the gospel. That's the necessity of God sending his own Son into the world, and yet sending him as a man. He was born of a virgin, without sin, but he was born. He was a real man. Now here we have the glory of the person of Christ, God and man, two distinct natures, divine and human, not a mixture, God and man, and yet one indivisible person. This is the Savior. The importance, the necessity. Now, come back to something I said a minute ago. How do we know he succeeded? Did he actually put away sin? Is he able to save sinners? Is he able, by his life and death, to reconcile us to God? Well, he said, I'll prove it. I'll rise from the dead. And that's exactly what he did. So what's the significance of that for us? Paul puts it like this. God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us. That is, he bore our sin in his own body on the tree. Having lived a perfect life and met our obligation to the precept of God's law, he died an atoning death and paid the penalty for our breach of God's law. And now the other side is, God makes us to be the righteousness of God in him, as he imputed, that's the biblical word, laid to the charge of Christ our sin. So he lays to our account his righteousness, all the merit of his life, all the merit of his death. How do we obtain this? The Bible says we are justified by faith. By faith in Christ, Jesus said, come unto me. He said that whosoever believeth in him, not just about him, but in him, hath everlasting life. That, in a nutshell, is the gospel.